This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchem Abam. Today's breakfast is generously sponsored by the Gladstein and Leibovitz family in honor of our father's birthday. Yiratzen Chetizke L'shanim Aruchim B'toivu V'ni'imas. Okay, we're going to speak about something a little different today because since this is Yeshiva week, so Yeshiva week apparently means there's no Yeshiva. So I guess the rest of the year is called vacation. Okay, this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Adar. Could you imagine? So we already have to start Mishenichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha Shabbos Mevarchim. You know that? There are opinions that we already start Mishenichnas Adar Marim Shabbos Mevarchim. Now it's not Pashut, it's by Adar Aleph, but we'll go with that opinion. So I want to tell you a Gemara, Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Chesam Beis. The Gemara describes the state of the Torah in the end of days. After the Churban, the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne. And the positioning of the Sanhedrin in Yavne was called, who knows? What? Kerem B'Yavne. Why Kerem? Kerem was a semicircle. That was the position that the Sanhedrin sat in. And the rabbis got up and they made the following proclamation. They said, Asida Torah Shetishtakach MiYisrael. The Torah is destined to be forgotten about the Jewish people. Whereupon Rav Shimon Bar Yochai disagreed. He said what? Chas v'shalom. What did Rav Shimon say? Chas v'shalom Shetishtakach TamYisrael. Shenemar Kiloy Sishachach MiPizar. The Torah will never be forgotten. By the way, the Soifei Teivos of Kiloy Sishachach MiPizaroi. Mayor, you know the song? Kiloi Sisha Chachmi Pizar. You know the Soife Tevois of those words are Yoichai. Yoichai. Kiloi Sisha Chachmi Pizar. Ari, you know the song? You know that song. Kiloi Yud Aleph. You have to rearrange it. Sisha Chach Ches Mi Pi Yud Zaroi. Vav. Mayor Simcha, you got it? Soife Tevois? Yoichai. Okay. So, it's very interesting. The Gemara seems to be saying, so what do you do with the fact that it says in Amos, people yeshoytetu levakish estvar Hashem lo yimso, people are going to seek out the word of God and they're not going to be able to find it. Says the Gemara, what Rav Shimon held was, lo yimtzu halacha berura u'mishna berura b'makam echad. The Torah will be somewhat fragmented, and they will not be able to get clarity in learning. So at the end of days, one thing's for sure, there's going to be some kind of diminution in the Torah. Either it will be forgotten completely, or it will be somewhat disorganized, and it will be very difficult to get clarity. The question, though, is, we've suffered many tragedies throughout our history. What is this concept, and the end of days, there will be a diminution in the Torah itself? Why will the Torah be affected in the end of days? Fine. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yadalid, Tan Rabbanan, who knows how many Nevi'im were there for the Jewish people in our history?
48.
So Yehuda wanted to give the assist. Very good. 48. 48 Nevi'im. And how many female, how many prophetesses? 7. 48 Nevi'im. Why 48? Rabbi Yosef Engel says, the highest level of wisdom is 50. Moshe Rabbeinu had 49, and some of the other Nevi'im were 48. That's the significance of the number 48. They did not add, they did not take away from the Torah, except for one thing. The only thing the Nevi'im added to the Torah is what? Natal, you know? What did they add? Some is gefilte fish? No, it's not a takana of the Nevi'im. Bagels on Sunday. Also, it's not even Midrabanan. Chutz mi Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is the only addition to the Torah. They made a Kav HaChomer. Uma mei avdus l'cheiros arminon shira. We just read the shira. Mimisa l'chayim lo'kol shekin. The only thing the prophets ever added to the Torah is Mikra Megillah. Ask Rav Hutner. Rav Asi is a big Chaim Berliner, right? Yeah? Ask Rav Hutner. Why is the only thing the Nevi'im ever added? Mikra Megillah. So, Rav Hunner says, let's make the following observation. In this week's Parsha B'Shalach, we read about the downfall of Amalek. What is the immediate result of the downfall of Amalek? Vayishma Yisroi Chayhein Midyan. What's the immediate outcome? Yisroi comes. So we see that when Amalek falls, what happens? There are more Jews in the world. That's one observation we can make. When Amalek falls, there are more Jews. So says Rav Hunner, there's a principle, Yisrael v'Oireis Echadhu. The Jewish people and the Torah are one. So let's make the following observation. If when Amalek falls, there are more Jews, it has to be when Amalek falls, there's more Torah. So therefore, in the story of Purim, when Amalek fell, they added to the Torah. You got that? You understand this idea? That when the Torah and the Jewish people are one, therefore, if we find that when Amalek fell in this week's Parsha B'Shalach, there are more Jews, Yisroi comes, then it follows, the corollary is, that when Amalek falls, we add to the Torah. That's Ad Kan Devi Rav Hutner. Okay? Now we're going to kick in a little bit. Okay, Avi Rei for this Chiddush? Go back to Lakewood. You could say, even in Cedarhurst, they also have Chiddushim. Okay? Okay, it's like this. So one thing we see that when Amalek falls, there are more Jews, and the corollary is, by the Megillah, when Amalek falls, there's more Torah. Hey, you know, it says in Megillah Esther that part and parcel of the celebration of Purim is V'rabim me'amei ha'aretz misyahadim. Many goyim converted in times of Purim. Who cares? They converted. Usually, you know, the rule is, the Judaism is not looking for converts. We're not looking to make geirim. If somebody comes to convert, we dissuade them. Where does it say that? Which sugya? Which masechta? Yivamos. Where? What daf? Memches. Memches Amud Beis. Yeah? Memches Amud Beis. Very good, Avi. Memches Amud Beis. So we don't want geirim. We dissuade them. So why is, like the Megillah says, oh, many people converted. Why are we reporting this? The answer is, this is implicit in the miracle of Purim. Why? Amalek falls. When Amalek falls, there's more Torah. They're Masakin Mikra Megillah. If there's more Torah, there has to be more Jews. Now let's take it back to this week's Parsha. We've observed that when Amalek falls, there's more Torah. Where do we see that? Mikra Megillah. There are more Jews. Where do we see that? Yisroi. And by Megillah, Rabbi Meir's Mesiahadim. Wait a second. There should be more Torah after B'Shalach. And indeed, the very first thing in Parshas Yisroi is Yisroi comes, and he is moistiv to the Torah, the new Parsha of Yata Sechazem Mikala'am. Rashi says he was moist. Why is he called Yeser? Because he added to the Torah. So now we see Mamish, perfect parallel between Parshas Yisroi and the Purim story. In both situations, when Amalek falls, we see two things. What do we see? More Jews, more Torah. In Yisroi, Yisroi comes, he's Mesakin v'atasechazeh, and we could say, God gave the Torah to us in this week's Parsha. That's the result of the downfall of Amalek. Likewise, in the Purim story, there's more Jews, and there's more Torah. So now let's expand this idea of Rav Hutner even one step further. Because Rav Hutner is using a principle, Yisrael v'Oireis Echadhu. But what is the full principle? Yisrael v'Oireis Echadhu. Do you know this song? Who knows the song? They know the song in Lakewood? Yisrael v'Oireis v'Kodesh Barichu Chadhu. Where does it say that? Anybody know the Makar? Good, because we don't know what the Makar is. But the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph, says, Kudsha Brichu V'Oireisa V'Yisrael Kulachad. That's the Lashon. So that means the Torah is one, and Klal Yisrael is one, and we see in two instances that with the downfall of Amalek, the Torah expands, and the Jewish people expand. Why do you think that with the downfall of Amalek, the Torah expands and the Jewish people expand? Why? Because what is Amalek trying to do? He's kiyad al keska. He's trying to be diminish the name of Hashem. So when Amalek falls, what becomes full? Hashem's name is Nisrabe. Hashem's name is Ka, becomes Havaya. Ah, so probably the pshat is, with the downfall of Amalek comes the reboy of the Shem Hashem, and Yisrael, v'ayraisa, v'kutshabrichu chadhu, so the downfall of Amalek, Hashem's name is Male, Mamela, there are more Jews, Mamela, there's more Torah. Now, where do we see in the story of Yisroi, Hashem's name was Nisrabe? Pashat. Amalek is destroyed. It's no longer Kiyar al-Keska. Now it's Shem Havaya. What about in the Purim story? The Gemara says openly, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Haya Hashem Lashem. The Megillah became a name for God. Because with the downfall of Amalek, Hashem's name was Nisrabe. Okay. So now let's... You ready for like the cherry on top? Yeah? Okay. We know that a very important prerequisite for Kabbalah Satoira is what type of feeling in Klal Yisrael. What is required for Hashem to give us a Torah? Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Hahar. What does Rashi say? You need achdus for Hashem to give us the Torah. What do you need achdus for? What do you need achdus? You daven in your shul and don't talk to anybody else, and he davens in his shul and he doesn't have to agree with everyone. Why does Hashem require that achdus is a prerequisite for Kabbal Satayra? By the way, we see it in Parshas Yisroi. We also see it by Purim. By Purim we have Lech Kenoises Kol HaYehudim V'Kibel HaYehudim B'Lashon Yachid, and only then Hadar Kiblu B'Mei HaShverosh. Why is Achdus Yisrael a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satayra? One more step. There's an idea that Amalek tries to be Mamayit in the name of Hashem. Where do we find in the Purim story that Haman would try to be Mamayit in the Shem Hashem? Do you find him taking like a chainsaw and going over to the Shem Havaya in a shul? He shot the security camera and then he took a chainsaw and he chiseled off the Vavke? Where do we find that Amalek infringed on the Shem Hashem? So you ready for this whopper? Haman said, Yeshnai Amechad Mefuzar Mefayrad. He created fragmentation in the Jewish people. If the Jewish people and Hashem are one, so if we're fragmented, Mamela, the name of Hashem is fragmented. So by pointing out the lack of unity in Klal Yisrael, Mamela, he is fragmenting the name of Hashem. That's how we know that Haman was Mamayit in the Shem Hashem. That's why the Rishonim say, the Mekubalim say, listen to this, Kiyad al Kes Ka. Kes Ka is what gematria? Case is what? Kaf Samach. What? 80. Ka? 85. Haman. Case Ka is Haman. Where do we ever find Haman making it Case Ka? The answer is he says, Yesh Nayamach Mavazor. Ah. Comes Rav Hudner in another Maimar. So it comes out. You know why in the end of days the Torah will not be Halacha Brura? Because since we're going to be in Golos and we're going to be exiled and Klal Yisrael is going to be disparate, so Klal Yisrael reflects the state of the Torah. So if Klal Yisrael will be disparate, the Torah will be disparate. The Torah will be fragmented. There will be no clarity. Loi yimtzu halacha brura mishnah brura b'makom echad. Because since Klal Yisrael won't be echad, the Torah won't be echad. So says Rav Hudner, in order for Hashem to give us the Torah, He has to be able to, you know, conglomerate the whole Torah into one entity and say, here's the Torah. But we cannot consolidate the Torah into one entity if the Jewish people are fragmented into many groups, because the Torah will always reflect the state of the Jewish people. So therefore, the prerequisite for Kabbalah HaTorah is going to be Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Once we're Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, now Memela, Yimtzu halacha berura mishnah berura b'makom echad, and Hashem could give us one entity as a Torah. That is why Achdus Yisrael is a prerequisite for Kabbalas HaTorah. So by the Megillah we find Leich Kenoises Kala Yehudim, and then Hadar Kibluha Bimei Achashverosh. So I know this week is Yeshiva week, which means you're going to be spending the whole day in Yeshiva, so I don't want to take any more of your time from being in the Yeshiva. So have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.